Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Another astrophysicist working in the far infrared at the University of Lethbridge is Dr. Locke Spencer. He holds a Canada Research Chair, and with a large grant from the Canada Foundation for Innovation, Dr. Spencer will now build an instrument to better read far infrared wavelengths from space. It's called a spectral spatial interferometer.
Basically, it's a way to cheat and take better pictures than you could with a single camera by using interference. So the Herschel Space Telescope, which I have worked on, was a real breakthrough. And the pictures that Herschel has gotten for us have been amazing. But on the same token, the quality of image, the resolution, is about the same in the far infrared right now as Galileo's telescope was in the visible 400 years ago. The instrument that I'm building, an interferometer, you have multiple telescopes that are working in parallel, and you combine the signal and it generates an interference pattern, which you then do some analysis on to get a picture out of. That gets you a much bigger telescope than you have.
Dr. Spencer says it will take 10 to 20 years before the interferometer is actually launched into space. Hear the full interview with Locke Spencer at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.